Well, Charlie, congrats on getting your signing done here today. Just how does it feel to, you know, check off another box and, you know, be one step closer to going to Iowa State here today?
Yeah, it feels great. I'm super excited with my decision, and I'm a huge Shike fan too, so that's kind of like one of the reasons why I wanted to go here. But I've always had this dream as a little kid to go here, and it just feels so great to be able to accomplish that. And
so what was the process like? Was it kind of like Iowa State the whole way, or did you have some other options? What was that like for you?
I definitely knew, like, I wanted to look at Iowa State just because I'm a Cyclone fan, but I wanted to keep my options open, and so I visited some other schools in-state and, like, in the Midwest, and I kind of always knew deep down that it would be Iowa State, and just having that gut feeling, I knew I wanted to go here.
So what was the recruiting process like as far as like talking to coaches and things like that, campus visits? What would y'all do for that?
Yeah, so I was a part of, like, I got an account on NCSA, and like at our school, not a lot of many people go play sports out of high school from our school specifically. So I was kind of nervous about that. Like, I didn't really know what to do. I didn't know what steps to take, but that like helped a lot. So I started like reaching out to coaches and any coach really, just to have, like I said, multiple options. And then I had calls with them. Then we set up some visits and official visits, and yeah.
So did you start track and field in middle school, or did you do some throwing stuff before, or what's kind of your background in that?
Yeah, so I started in fourth grade doing shot put and discus. I started with like the Iowa Games and then USATF track meets, and did all throughout middle school, high school. I do AAU track meets like in the summer and USATF, so I really love track. But
so when you started back then, did you know then that you'd be, you know, going to the next level in track, or was that a goal all along, or when did you kind of realize, hey, I could really take this to the next level, you know?
Yeah, that was definitely my goal as a little kid, is to go play. It wasn't track at first, but like go play a sport like out of high school, and that was like one of my big goals as a kid. And starting, I did not think I was going to be as good as I am, and it, like, the biggest thing for me is just hard work. Like, I'm just so glad I put in all those extra hours, even though I might, like, was tough at the time. Just all that hard work, it truly does pay off.
Mm-hmm. And you'd mentioned competing on AAU and a whole bunch of other teams. Everyone knows, of course, about your high school state meet titles, your Drake Relays titles, but when it comes to some of those other meets, like, any huge accomplishments there that maybe people know less about?
Yeah, so last summer for 17 and 18 year old, like that age division, I went to nationals and I placed fourth in the shot put, I think, and then sixth in the discus. And just placing, like making it to finals and placing at a national level was just so surreal to me. And it just like shows how much like my hard work I put in, you know. And I'm just glad I've had that dedication throughout the years, because if not, I would not be able to do the things I've accomplished. And I'm hoping this summer too, I'll be able to go maybe to Nike Nationals or different competitions to be like work to the next level, just have that better competition. Because I might have talked about this before, but I thrive off of competition. So going to those bigger competitions is just great.
Just a couple questions left for you here. I don't think I've ever seen so many people at someone's signing. Like, what does it mean to have all that community support and have everyone here today?
Yeah, it means a lot. It's so great that I have my teammates, my classmates supporting me, my teachers, my coaches. It just means a lot, and I'm glad I can represent the HD school district in a great way, and I hope I can continue to do that while I'm in college.
And when it comes to this upcoming season, obviously, you know, winning a couple more state titles has to be a big goal, right? So what is going to be what's the work for you going to look like here coming up this season in order to, you know, accomplish a couple more state championships?
Mm-hmm. I started in December, so I've been working for a while now, and I've gotten my spin, my technique down. It's just the little things. So in practice, I've been focusing on those little things and getting stronger. I've been lifting 4 days a week and just doing all those, like, it really matters, the little things that you do. You can't just put all your energy into one thing. You got to put into other things to make you better. And I feel like I've done that this past year especially. So I'm super excited to see where that work goes. And yeah.
All right. Well, that's HD Cal's Charlie Morton. Congrats on your signing today and looking forward to catching you in action this year.
Thank you.